I set my alarm for 4:30 instead of 5:30 so I could roll over, take a pill, and fall back asleep. I'd leave two pills on the nightstand with a glass of water every night. I could feel the pain in my leg, my hand, when I reached over to take the drugs. I'd feel it in my back, too, and sometimes in my shoulder. The water always tasted warm and dusty. It hurt to hold the pills in my right hand. I closed my eyes at 4:32. I hated that damn alarm clock, and taking the pills early still wouldn't make the pain go away before I woke up. I knew that, but I took them anyway, and I tried to fall back asleep. And I dreaded 5:30 when I'd have to move. 5:40, I couldn't wait any longer. I couldn't be late. We couldn't have that, so I'd finally swing my legs to the floor. I'd put on my robe and limp into the kitchen. The trip to the kitchen lasted for hours, and picking up the milk carton from the refrigerator hurt like hell. This wasn't supposed to be happening. Not to me. Just pour the damn milk. I'd wipe the tears from my chin and sit down for breakfast. The doctor doubled the dosage, and he was amazed that I needed this much. He told me to follow the directions strictly, strictly. Now, you can't be taking these in the morning the way you have been, he'd say. You have to take them with food. That doesn't help when I'm crying from the pain in the morning, but I can get an ulcer, he'd say, and I wouldn't want that. Of course not. I just wanted the pain to go away. Take one tablet 3 times daily with meals. Do not drink alcohol while on medication. Take with food or milk. Do not skip medication. Do not take aspirin while using this product. Do not operate heavy machinery. May cause ulcers. All I had to do was get through the mornings. The mornings were the hardest part. Just take a little more pain, and by the afternoon, it will all be fine. Just fine. An hour after the pills, and I'd start to feel dizzy. I'd stare at my computer screen, and it would move in circles back and forth. I wanted to grab that screen and make it stay in place, but I'd look at my fingers, and they would go in and out of focus. I'd feel my head rocking forward and backward. I couldn't hold myself still. I'd sit at my desk, and my eyes would open and close, before I knew it, 10 minutes passed, and I remembered nothing. I could have been screaming for 10 minutes straight, and I wouldn't have known it. Or crying, or sleeping, or laughing, or dying. I had just lost 10 minutes of my life. They were just taken away from me, ripped away from me, and I could never get them back. And I could still feel traces of the pain lingering in my bones. I'd sit up at night and just stare at the bottle. It was a big bottle, as if the doctors knew I'd have to take these drugs forever. Hadn't it been forever already? I'd open a bottle, look at a pill. They looked big, too. Pink and white. What pretty colors. And then I'd think, if one tablet, 50 milligrams, could put me to sleep in the morning, could make me dizzy, could take a part of my life from me, then think about what the other 36 could do. 1,800 milligrams. It could kill me. Well, I wouldn't want that. Of course not. But just think, the bottle isn't even full. May cause ulcers, may cause dizziness. Side effects may vary for each patient. May cause weight gain, may cause weight loss, may cause drowsiness, may cause irritability. Medication may have to be taken consistently for weeks before expected results. If effects become severe, consult physician immediately. I began to count. In the mornings, I took 8 pills, 1 multivitamin, 1 calcium pill, 1 niacin pill, 1 fish oil capsule, 1 garlic oil pill, 1 pink and white painkiller that I was special to have because, you know, you need a doctor's permission to take those. And then I took diet pills, 1 starch blocker, 1 that was called a fat magnet, as if diet pills worked anyway, but I still took them. then I had to watch the clock, take a pink and white at 1 in the afternoon, a different pill at 5 o'clock, another pink and white at 6 o'clock, and then there was also usually sinus medication that I had to take every 6 hours in there too, or was it 8 hours? I started to watch the clock all the time. I bought a pill container for my purse so that I would always have my medication with me. When I'd feel my body start to ache again, I'd look at the clock. It would be 15 minutes before I had to take another pill.